And if you're at the point in the summer where you need some new ideas for the grill, here and now resident chef Kathy Gunst has some thoughts on slow cooking meat. She joins us in the studio. Kathy, explain.
If you're grilling a steak, you get your grill nice and hot, you throw the steak on, 6, 8, 10 minutes later, you're done. What we're going to talk about today is really different. These are fatty cuts of meat that are meant to be cooked very slowly and steadily.
Who are you calling fatty?
Not you, but the stuff on your plate was once. So I'm talking about ribs. I'm talking about brisket. I'm talking about short ribs. Those kind of amazing fatty meats that we don't want to eat too much of. And we tend to think of as winter food. But in fact, slow grilling them and smoking them on a plain old regular grill like you have in your backyard, like you have on your fire escape, you can achieve incredible results.
So don't use a gas grill.
Don't I sound like an 800 number?
You do,
you
yes.
Too can, you can use a gas grill. You will miss out on some of the smoky flavor that one gets from good charcoal.
All right, well, let's try this brisket here. This is the sort of thing that restaurants take hours to cook.
Can you really? As did I.
Yes. Can you create that flavor at home?
Give it a bite, I'll tell you. So All right. Let's talk about beef brisket. You want to look for something called the second cut, which is the fattier piece. Rub it with some ground cumin seeds, good sea salt, and ground peppercorns, little bit of light brown sugar. How did I do? He's chewing. He's nodding. Okay, good.
It's delicious.
All right. So you rub some spices on the meat and you let it sit there. And then you set up your fire. Whether you're using charcoal or gas, you want to set something up called indirect heat. You light one side of the grill. So if you're using charcoal, which I hope you will, you're going to pour all the hot charcoals to one side. Mm. Let's say it's the left side. So the right side has nothing under it. That's the indirect zone. It's going to benefit from the heat, but not be right on top of it. So you're going to cook the brisket in a pan with the spices on it.
On the side that does not have charcoal.
Exactly. Not direct heat. And you're going to cook it long and slow. You want your barbecue to be at about 300 degrees. If your grill does not have a built-in thermometer, it would be a great idea to get to a hardware store and buy a cheap thermometer so that you can regulate the temperature of your grill.
And do you throw anything else into the grill besides the charcoal?
You do. So what you do is you buy something called wood chips, because that's exactly what they are. They're just chips of wood, and you want something that's meant specifically for grilling so that it's organic or natural and doesn't have anything on it. You soak the wood chips in water, and then just before you're ready to put the meat on the grill, you remove the soaked wood chips from the water, you wrap them in foil, poke a few holes in it, and put it directly on top of the hot coals. So the heat of the fire is going to heat up these chips, and you're going to create a smoky oven. It can take anywhere from 3 hours, honestly, to 8 hours, and it is going to be juicy, and it is going to be fork tender, meaning you barely need a knife to eat this brisket. Mm-hmm. So do you need anything with it? Well, it's pretty fabulous on its own, but this is I very modestly call this best barbecue sauce, right? Mm. It's ketchup based. It's got chopped ginger and garlic. It's got Chinese chili paste. It's got sriracha or a hot chili sauce in it. And it's got some balsamic vinegar and soy sauce in it and maple syrup. So it's got all the elements. It's sweet. It's spicy. It's sour. And I think it kind of complements that smoky, slightly fatty, tender meat.
And if you order it now,
yes,
you will get a squeegee as well.
1-800 here and now.
So you've got some ribs here as well.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay, so these are pork ribs. You can look for St. Louis style or baby back ribs. And this is my husband John Rudolph's recipe. He created this rub of brown sugar, chili powder, ground cumin, thyme, oregano, coriander, and you pack the spices on the rib, and you get the fire set up exactly as I described for the brisket. Indirect heat, slow cooking. These ribs are fatty. They're going to baste. But you'll see, by the time you're done, 3-4 hours later, they're crisp on the outside. They're meaty. Also, what I do when I make these ribs is I use mesquite or fruit wood chips, the wood chips we talked about, but I will baste it after an hour or two with apple cider or apple juice or cranberry, or I use cherry juice just to keep it moist so they don't dry out.
And they go perfectly with this slaw that you made.
They do. So, you know, this meat, as I've said, is rich, so you want something light. So I call this my Asian slaw. It's Napa cabbage, thinly sliced snow peas, red pepper, and then the real burst of flavor comes from the dressing, which is chopped up fresh ginger, sesame oil, soy sauce, vegetable oil, and peanuts for a crunch. You know, that meat, if you eat a lot of that meat, you're going to start to need an afternoon nap, which is not a bad idea, but the slaw will help wake you up.
Cancel my afternoon interviews.
All right, everything's done. My fault.
Kathy Gunst, our resident chef at Here and Now. We will put all of these recipes at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. That is the best slaw. It's Here and Now.